This is Ask Pastor John, a question and answer podcast with John Piper. Our question for today comes from Derek, all the way from Sydney, Australia, and he has a question about your work and its impact on your family. He says, being a pastor, with the many commitments and meetings at night, I presume, where do you find the quality time to spend with your wife, and do you wish you had more time to spend with her, and how does she feel about it?
I wish I had more lives to live. here's some things from what we do at Bethlehem to try to protect our families and nurture our wives and make them feel cared for. There are, in the week, 21 blocks of time if you divide it up into three a day. When you get up in the morning to lunch, lunch to supper, supper to bedtime. Those three times seven is 21. We say to our staff, take seven of those off. So that might, and three of them have to be in a row. So that's a day off. So you got a day off, and you got four more to work with. Could be four evenings. If you have to be out in the evenings, then don't come in the morning. So, for example, this week I've been so flat out that if when we're done here recording at noon, I could go home and watch a video guilt-free. I could go home I don't know, what would I do that's not work? In other words, I could think differently about this afternoon, and nobody would be saying, why aren't you in the office this afternoon? Well, I was here till midnight last night. And that's why I didn't get last night's module free. Noel and Talitha didn't get me last night. Why not this afternoon or tonight? So we have it divided up, knowing that the Christian ministry is totally unpredictable in many ways, and so we say it's not these nights or whatever, it's just these seven blocks of time that we think you should not be working. So for me, it's Monday. I take Mondays off, and I'm focused more on Noel that day. We go out to eat together. We date on that day, and we play Scrabble on that day or do some shopping on that day or work around the house on some project she wants to work on that day. I'm not complaining about the amount of time I have for the family. I'm okay. What I want to make sure is that Noel's okay. And so on these dates, I regularly ask her, anything you think we need to change? Anything with Talitha? Anything in the schedule? Anything as far as vacation? Any pattern of life that's starting to become unworkable or you're getting discouraged about it? And she'll let me know about whether changes need to be made, and then you make the changes if you agree. And you know, if you talk it through, you can come to an agreement. So I think a pastor needs to work with his leadership, with the lay leadership or other pastors, to come up with some kind of plan like we did so that you have common expectations, because you don't want to be guilty that somebody sees you out cutting your grass on Thursday afternoon at 3 o'clock or watches you at your kid's soccer game at 2 p.m. And say, ooh, I thought you worked, you know, because, well, he probably worked 60, 70 hours that week, but he's going to be at his kid's soccer game.
If you enjoy Ask Pastor John, check out our 25-minute daily teaching program on the front page at desiringgod.org. And visit our online resource library for a myriad of free resources. It's all waiting for you at desiringgod.org.